My name is Margaret Broadley, and I'm 95. And I started training at the London Hospital, now the Royal London, in 1923, and stayed there until 1958. The 20th century has been a time of tremendous change in nursing. When I started training, really what we were doing was relying on rest in bed. There wasn't a great deal else to do for people. And all the modern methods of treatment have come in during this century. The greatest change, as far as nursing is concerned, has been the introduction of antibiotics and the drugs that overcome infections. And that was in the early 1940s, during the early stages of the war. Before the introduction of antibiotics, all that could be done for a lot of the people with infections was to give them rest in good conditions and good feeding. There was nothing else at all. As an example, scarlet fever was probably the commonest of the severe infections, and every town, practically every village, had some sort of isolation hospital in which the people with scarlet fever were nursed. I had it in the third year of my training. It was a condition the London hospital was not allowed to nurse, so that a London County Council ambulance was sent for. I was stripped of everything I had and wrapped in a blanket, and in due course delivered at the local fever hospital. The patient was kept in hospital until the skin had peeled off. It started with a sore throat and a rash, and as one's condition improved, all one's skin was shed, and when you'd shed your skin, which took about 6 weeks, you were considered free of infection. Since then, nursing has changed completely. In the 1920s and 30s, every nurse had to be resident. And we worked, I think it was about a 65-hour week. We were called at 5:45. We had breakfast at 6:30. We were on duty in the wards at 7. We had 3 hours off in the course of the day, and we came out of the wards at 9:30, when we had to go to supper in the dining room, and we were expected to be in our rooms by 10. Most of the war, I was teaching nurses, so I was amazed to find how much nursing had changed during the course of the war. The introduction of the antibiotics and the modern forms of drugs meant that the patients recovered a great deal more quickly. Instead of having prolonged rest in bed, they were up and about throughout their treatment, and the whole thing took a great deal less time. It made nursing itself a great deal easier. There wasn't the actual bedside nursing that had previously been essential. It altered the whole set of a ward, whereas with the majority of the patients in bed, the whole hospital would be geared for giving them their meals in bed, whereas by the time the war was over, the patients expected somewhere they could sit round a table and have their meals. And the awful coughs and spluttering that you used to get, and men with spittoons that forever needed emptying, that again has gone.